Prominent conservative political figures have sent a message to the Supreme Court, filing a legal recommendation in support of same-sex marriage. George and Laura Bush were among those to sign the plan, as was Meg Whitman. Whitman had opposed gay marriage while running for governor of California. I spoke with Scott Barclay, Williams Senior Scholar of Public Policy. Hi, Scott.
Yep.
Is this a sign that the GOP is retooling their platform?
It may be that conservatives are less concerned about the social issues going forward than they are about fiscal issues or other issues that have defined them in the past. The general population, by a majority, are actually supporting marriage equality. Change in public opinion may be as high as 9% in the last 2 years. Conservatives are noticing these numbers. It's no longer automatic that conservatives will be associated with anti-same-sex marriage positions.
What does Meg Whitman represent in all this? She was opposed to gay marriage, and now she's one of the people that's signed this.
Correct.
Does she sort of represent that change?
I think a lot has changed since 2010. Conservatives are at a turning point. The tipping point has been reached at this stage, and Meg Whitman is in some ways representative of where people think the future is going.
What does this mean for advocates of gay marriage?
For the last decade, it's been thought of that gay marriage was a centerpiece of culture wars. It's not quite clear whether the other pieces of the culture wars, as they were framed, continue to hold up by themselves. In essence, this could be signaling that in some ways the culture wars are over around these issues.
So it's indicative of a very broad popular trend, but at the same time, the impact is going to be first in California.
There are two cases currently before the Supreme Court directly addressing the federal policy on same-sex couples. All of this will form a strong background to whatever the Supreme Court does in the next few months.
Yeah, thank you for talking with me, Scott Barclay, Senior Scholar of Public Policy at Williams.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing your insight.
Thanks very much.